Good morning, honorable members. I declare this meeting officially open. And I think, honorable members, we are done now. The media people are ready. At least now we do have the sign language person who will be able to interpret. But look at the screens. The screens are very dark. The screens are not fine. Now, what are they? I'm just going to say. the verification of qualifications. Then if you have it, you are going to present to us if there is everything okay with what the candidate presented in terms of verification of qualifications report and the state security report. So you are going to present to us two reports so that Dr. Tembe can also outline to us on what does the Act say in terms of disqualification of the candidate and whether there is any candidate that is not fit and proper to be considered for the appointment. But so far, the last time I had a discussion with Dr. Tembe was when I received the state security report, and he is going to present to us if there are candidates that don't qualify. And then we'll look at the verification report from Uneliswa. Uneliswa, we must also send that verification report to all honorable members so that they can read themselves if there's any candidate who gave us fraudulent qualifications or there are discrepancies. That report must tell us before we make any recommendation. And then the last one will be using the numbers in terms of our scoring, and our staff members will then consolidate the total number of all the candidates, so that we can see according to their performance meaning what? Meaning what members have got them will be according to the highest to the lowest. And then what I want to propose from you, honorable members, is that we have But in case there's a vacancy, the president must consider the two other candidates that will be on the list, so that at least they fill in those vacancies where other people have resigned. We can make it 6 or 7, it's fine, so that they cannot be more. And then we're not going to make interviews. The president can consider the other three candidates and put them to replace those that will resign or pass on. Yeah, I think on the full term list. So we're going to have our report in twofold. I think the other one was for us to recommend who will be the chair. But remember, at the end of the day, the president makes the final say in terms of who becomes the chairperson. But there is nothing wrong if we recommend maybe one or two names that the president can consider for the position of the chairpersonship. Because the position of the chairperson's term is ending month end. But the position, the chair and the deputy chair term of office is ending month end. So the deputy chair is being voted in by the commissioners themselves. It's not us. And it's not the president, it's them, the commissioners who vote for the deputy chairperson. It's in line with the Act. So I think those are the things that I wanted to present for you, so that at least we know how are we going to move forward. Let me get apologies. There are no apologies, of course. Apology, Robert.
There's one apology from Honorable Mahauja.
No. She was not there. She was not there from the start, so we can't say we have an apology. She was not there from the start, Honorable Members. I wonder what was she going to score. So that was going to be fraudulent. So I don't know why are you giving us that apology, because she never participated. We've been like this up at from first day until the end. So we're not going to take that apology. Never participated. So smaller parties were not represented. It's not our fault. It's the member that was supposed to represent them. And then the next one is, let's get a report of verification of qualification, and then get a report on the state security. The last time I was having that report, reading that report, it was having only 20 candidates. So they were short of 3 candidates. The aircon is too much here. It's cold, isn't it? I don't know what's wrong now. Who opened the aircon? So, who is the person who's replacing on judge? Yeah, I don't want to be calling people and saying, people must know they are working. See, now we're on duty here. So, let's start with that one.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, members and my colleagues. Chair, with regards to the verification of qualification, the HR from Parliament did conduct the verification, and all 22 of them, they finalized. There were no default or there were no problems. Only one candidate who did not submit her certificate, and HR indicated that they could not verify her qualifications because she did not submit her certificate. We then made a follow-up with the candidate, and she indicated that she lost it. She did speak with the UNISA before she was studying there, and they indicated to her that they do not reissue certificate. They only gave her the academic record, which she submitted, but the HR could not. They can't verify that check. That's the first one. With the no, she did send an email from the institution indicating that. Thank you, Chair. She did send me an email from the institution indicating that they will not be able to reissue the certificate, only the academic record check.
No, it sounds very strange. So university must in the academic record, and they give you also your certificate. So how are we going to know if this person has completed the degree or the diploma? I understand. Was it for the degree or for what?
Degree check.
So when you read it, Wena, that that report, what does it tell you?
Chair, it says there's a stamp from the university and also
sent to us.
Yeah. Chair, I will also send the email from the candidate and get that email from the institution. I forward it to members.
Why no money was sent to you? I don't know that. Nina? What is the question?
No, I just want to say, well, academic record at the end is supposed to say that you have completed.
Yeah. So. Doesn't say that. Send that to us. So that you must not say you read something to us and we didn't look at it. Send that to us.
Can I continue check to the next
one? No, send the report. It's in my phone that it is the candidate has completed the diploma or the degree. It says that academic record. I need to have academic record to read that in. Online degree, fellow, when you have the document. Each degree completed, I mean.
To check the academic record because they're saying people can forge those academic records, so they need the actual certificate check.
Give us the number of the candidate.
160 check.
One six oh.
Thank you, Chair. Whilst Uneliswa is sending us the academic record, I'm not too sure because in the academic record there is a student number those who are checking the academic qualification can use while writing to the institution, because all you need to do is just check whether or not this person was a student of that institution and whether or not they passed. I'm not too sure whether there's a degree certificate, because even the degree certificate on its own can be forged. You've heard of people forging. But with checking the institution, all you need is a student number and the institution verifying to Parliament as another institution on whether or not this person was a student. While saying that, Honourable Chairperson, we do note that it's good to check, but it was not really one of the major requirements for a person to be interviewed or not, as we had not set the academic qualifications. Yes, we should check. But with the challenges that have been noted, Chairperson, I think we could look into the emails that will be sent and then discuss as we move forward. Thank you very much, Honourable Chair.
Coming from that they can't verify without the certificate, and maybe Parliament needs to look at their processes, because what happens if your certificate is in a fire, it's lost, I mean anything can happen. My certificates are still in the cardboard holder in a box in my house, so and if I lose it and Vitz tells me that they can't reissue it, I shouldn't be penalized for the institution's failure. Thank you, Chair.
No, even myself, I'm not against the academic record. All what I want to know and to see is whether the candidate has completed the degree or not. Because why is it important It's important because the candidate has written in that form that she or he has completed the degree. It's not us. Remember, it's not us to write on behalf of candidates. It's them. And when they write something, all what we do is to verify the fact. So if the institution says, this candidate, Honorable Mfit, has studied here and done this degree with us, and he has the academic record of the candidate, she or he has completed the course, then it's fine. Yeah, well? And if there's a student number, it's fine. Course one, although the Act does not talk about qualifications, but remember, the information that you put forward, it must be legit. You can't give us information that is not correct. For instance, one candidate reported to us that he or she was having a criminal case and told us why. And when the report of state taken came back, it confirmed exactly what she said to us. So it's easy. You can see when the person is telling the truth or whether the person is telling lies. So with that, I think, honorable members, we can consider the report that the candidate has completed the qualification as read from her application form. Is that okay, honorable members? Okay. All right.
Thank you, Chair. With the report from the State Security Agency, I have so far received 20 final report for the final report for 20 candidates. Out of the 20 candidates, 17 they did not find any defaults, and 3 they did find some defaults. Can I, without mentioning name, Chair, just read what the defaults are all about?
The default was that one. The other one, she's owing in an e-loan bank. It's about the car, you know. She's owing in bank. The other one is owing UCT in money. The other one is owing old bourgeois. So those ones, we don't penalize candidates for those ones. Yeah, and the other one with the criminal record of fighting with someone who was charged for assault, she forwarded it, and then State Security confirmed that indeed she fought someone 10 years ago. With what you found the job of Israel. But what was critical for us is that we wanted to know the criminal case which indeed was for the assault or for theft or for fraud. That's all what we wanted to check. So in terms of that, the report says it was for the assault and it's 10 years old. 1995. So that's why she said she has applied for ex parente. According to his qualification, Dr. Tembe, I want you to read to us.
Thank you, Chair and honorable members and fellow colleagues. On the issue of CGE, I'll first give an overview of what are the legal requirements before delving into these nitty-gritties of qualifications and eligibility. First, I need to point out as per the requirements of the Constitution and the Act. Section 193(1) of the Constitution provides that the members of any commission, which are the chapter 9 there, must be women or men who A, are South African citizens, B, are fit and proper persons to hold the particular office, and C, comply with any other requirement prescribed by the national legislation. Section 3(1) of the CG Act number 39 of 1996 provides that the commission shall consist of a chairperson and no fewer than 7 and no more than 11 members who shall A, have a record of commitment to the promotion of gender equality, and B, be persons with applicable knowledge or experience with regards to matters connected with the objects of the commission. Section 3(7) of the Act provides that any person whose term of office as a member of the commission has expired may be reappointed for one additional term. Then going to this question which the chairperson is asking, I need to point out that actually the status of a commissioner and director will be used interchangeable for practical purposes here. Directors or commissioners, as creatures of statute, occupy a peculiar position for themselves. They have been likened to agents, managing partners, and trustees, especially which becomes applicable here. The Companies Act number 71 of 2008 draws a distinction between ineligible and disqualified directors. Those who are ineligible include juristic persons, minors, or any other person disqualified in terms of the memorandum of incorporation that is for a director. Disqualified directors, on the other hand, are those who have been prohibited by a court order from accepting office, for example, through having been declared delinquent, convicted of any offense involving fraud or dishonesty, declared insolvent and unrehabilitated, or removed from a position of trust on grounds involving dishonesty. Section 69 of the Companies Act set out the criteria in terms in which person will be disqualified from holding office or acting as a director. It extends the prohibition to any person placed under probation in terms of Section 162A. Section which deals with delinquent directors or any person convicted of an offense under the Companies Act or any other legislation aimed at preventing corruption and regulating corporate disclosure. The relevant acts for these are the Close Corporation Act number 69 of 1984, which provides the regulatory regime for close corporation, the Financial Services Act number 38 of 2001, which aims to control money laundering and requires disclosure by companies of certain categories of transactions, the Security Services Act number 36 of 2004, which regulates insider trading, and the Prevention and Combating of Corrupt Activities Act number 12 of 2004, otherwise known as BRICA, which, as its name suggests, is broadly directed towards the control and elimination of criminal and corrupt activities. Therefore, an appointment of an ineligible person as a director in contravention of Section 69 is void. That is my explanation, Chair. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Dr. Tembe. I'm sure honorable members who have learned today that some institutions, one, if you lose your certificate, they won't give it to you. So those of us who have been studying in those institutions, we must keep our certificate nicely, because that means you won't get it again. because I thought it's like metric. When you lose your metric certificate, you can go and reapply for it and get it. So everyone must learn to keep their certificate safe. I'm happy that it does not also affect our candidates. We can still consider our candidates, because at least the academic record is there. And there's nothing that will make us to disqualify the candidate. Carol, now you're Tanisha, so you need to keep the certificate right when you finish Mina now. And then, with regards to disqualification again in terms of a criminal record, we have heard from Dr. Tembe which are the things that will make a candidate to be disqualified or not be considered by the committee. So none of the candidates fall into what Dr. Tembe has just read now. There's no candidate that has been found insolvent. There's no candidate that has been charged due to a fraud. There's no candidate that has been charged on what occasion? It's insolvent. Insolvent, it goes with rehabilitation. Oh, is that on? Is that on?
Usually, the Act, this one, the Companies Act, make a distinction between ineligible and disqualified directors.
Yeah.
Those who are ineligible include juristic persons, minors, and other persons disqualified in terms of the memorandum. Then those who are disqualified, on the other hand, are those who have been prohibited by a court order from accepting office. For example, those who have been declared delinquent directors, convicted of an offense involving fraud or dishonesty, declared insolvent and unrehabilitated, or removed from a position of trust on grounds involving dishonesty. There is a difference between disqualification and eligibility. Yes, thanks, Jim.
I think that one is clear, honorable members. Yeah, I'm a member, so I'm feeling cold. And the person who's sitting on judge, I don't know which way is that person. So, none of our candidates falls into that, except the three outstanding candidates that we didn't receive the report from the state security. But for now, we can continue, honorable members. I think that report was important for us to continue. At least all these days, whilst we were waiting for this report, we thought that by today we would have received all the candidates' reports from the state security. So it's only three that are left, but we'll continue. Anyway, I have checked with Uneliswa, who are the candidates that are left, which we did not receive their report. Okay. In that being said, let's continue with our discussion. I will start with Honorable Flomo. Our staff members, we are going to call in numbers, honorable members, and then our staff will consolidate in their spreadsheet and give us the total number. And they will give us the final list from top to bottom so that we know who are the candidates that did well. And after that, we will then choose among those who do we prefer for the half term and who do we prefer for the full term. Okay. So let's start. Honorable Kulstong, are you still busy? Okay. Can I start with Honorable Masondo?
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, honorable members. Good morning to our staff and Dr. Sembe and the other officials that are in the house. I will start my score sheet in. Number 1 and 5, my first candidate. And my score then is 47. Number 2.
Do you have 43 sheets, okay?
Yes. Number 2 is number 160. My score there is 48. So 50. Number 3 is 122. 45 to 50. The next one is 112. It's 44. The next one is 166. Score 44. Next one is 134, 40. The next one is 104.
Apologies, can we just request Ms. Masondo to repeat the score for 166, please?
The score of 166 is 44 over 50. Then 104 is 38. Sorry? 166 is... I said 44. Then number 73 is 37. And number 05 is 39. One, two, four, 41. Number 9, 5, 36. Those are the priority chair. I don't know whether should I continue the other ones, but my
no.
No,
go down.
Okay. All right, number 50. 1 8. number 8819, number 12017, number 2717, number 7218, number 16719, number 130 is 19, number 1420, number 8421, number 2924, number 5128, number 12530, I'm finished.
Chief Minister, Ms. Masondo, can you repeat number 134, please? Number 134, number 40, and number 29, please.
Number 134 is 40. Then you said the
number 40, please, and number 29.
Number 14 is 20, number 29 is 24,
Candidate 16639, candidate 2719, candidate 8. Are we together? Okay. Actually, don't. Candidate 8440. 115 40, 120 11, 160 48, 5, candidate number 5 46, candidate number 50 25, candidate number 134 49, candidate number 29 40, candidate number 4018. Candidate number 5122. Candidate number 7219. Candidate number 11240. Candidate number 12242. Candidate number 12440. Candidate number 8822. Candidate number 10435. Candidate number 12526. Candidate number 13019. Candidate number 7325. Candidate number 9519. Candidate number 16725. Thank you very much, Chair. This honorable member is disturbing me.
Sheriff, I'll disqualify you. Thank you very much, Honorable Ntokozo. We are up to number 23, ne? Okay, thank you. Mam Sema?
Thank you, Chair. Candidate number 16644. Candidate number 2746. Candidate number 8438. Candidate number 11548. Candidate number 12038. Candidate number 16042. Candidate number 546. Candidate number 5030. Candidate number 13447. Candidate number 2940. Candidate number 40. Zobe Nguye Ndegui. Bengagam record. Candidate number 7236. Candidate number 11237. Candidate number 11122 44. Candidate number 12439. Candidate number 8842. Candidate number 10440. Candidate number 12532. Candidate number 13024. Candidate number 7328. Candidate number 9534. Candidate number 3167 33.
Excuse me, could the honourable member kindly repeat number 5, 50, 134, 29, 51, and 72, please? From number 5, please. From number 5. Number
134.
47. Number 29, number 40, and number 51, please.
Number 29 is 40.
And then number 40 and number 51, please.
Number 51, 30.
Then the last one is number 72, please.
36.
Thank you very much, Mabisengwa. Honorable Carol.
Thanks, Chair. Allow me to read it the way they are written by their chiefs. I'm just checking with the support staff. Will you follow? Am I allowed, Chair? I want just to, I'll give them the score and according to the numbers they've given us in this sheet.
Yeah. Okay. We are allowed to call your numbers the way you wish for as long as you have 23.
166. Score 46. 27. Score 28, 84, score 29, 115, score 47, I'm not too fast, 120, score 29, number 160, score 45,
Number 5, score 39. Number 50, score 30. Number 134, score 44. Number 29, score 31. Number 40, score 29. Number 51, score 30. Number 72, score 30. Number 112, score 44. Number 122, score 45. Number 124, score 42. Number 88, score 28. Number 104, score 38. Number 125, score 29. Number 130, score 30. Number 73, score 37. Number 95, score 31. Number 107, or 167, score 27. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Carol. Up to number 23, did you get all the Honorable Sheriff?
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I'll do exactly the same as Honorable Piri. Just go down. So the first one is 42, 38, 42, 40, 28, 44. I'm going down the list, Chair. To that list, yes. Okay, so for number 160, we got 44, okay, and then 39, and then 28, and then 42, 43, 35, 26, 24, 26, 39, 27, 25, and 32, and then 28, 33, 30, 42, and the last one is 24. Thank you, Chair.
Chairperson, I've tried to put them, but the secretary and the staff were there with me where the number seems not to be following one another. But I've tried my best. I've said there will be a mix-up. I've tried to put them the number one to like the best according to me. Yeah, the performance and so in terms of numbers, but the scores will be mixed up. Thank you, Chair. 115, 48, 100, 48, 112, 46, 116, 46, Number five, am I first? Oh, sorry. Start again. 115. You got it? Up until? 112, I said 46. Number 5, 45. 122, 46. 73, 45. 97, 45. 124, 44. 160, 43. 134, 42. 29, 41. 88, 38. 125, 35. 84, 35, 72, 35, 167, 32, 51, 33, 130, 32, 50, 32, 120, 22, 40, 30, 27, 30. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Pony. Somo.
Thanks, Chair. 116 is 44, 27, 20, 84, 34, 115, 47, 120, 24, 160, 43, 5, 39, 50, 23, 134, 40, 29, 26, 40, 24, 51, 23, 72, 20, 112, 44, 122, 45, 124, 41, 88, 23, 104, 38, 125, 19, 130, 22, 73, 37, 95, 37, 167, 30. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Chair. I will follow how my colleagues have done it. So I'll start with 166, 43, 27, 35, 84, 39, 115, 36. Oh, am I going too far? Oh, all right. All right, 120, 33, 160, 42, 5, 32, 50, 33, 134, 40, 29, 40, 40, 31, 51, 30, 72, 29, 112, 36, 122, 36, 124, 33, 88, 31, 104, 31, 125, 33, 130, 34, 7336, 9540, 16724. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mpiti. Did you get all his numbers? Okay. Honorable Masiko?
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson.
16724, 27, 29, 84, 30, 105, 39, 50, 28, 134, 40, 29, 25, 40, 22, 51, 35, 72, 27, 112, 44, 112, 45, 112, 41, 88, 30, 104, 38, 125, 26, 73, 37, 95, 36, 16, 79.
Get Mexico. Okay. Can I do as they have done? Final score. then I can allow the sign language officer to take a break. Let's adjourn for a few minutes. How many? Okay, 30 minutes. Is there food or what? Can check now. Crystal, can you check for us so that you can resume?
That's your top 10. Okay, sure. I'll do go through one more time. Candidate 115, 446. Candidate 160, 438. Candidate 166, 435. Candidate 122, 430. Candidate 134, 420. Candidate 112, 406. Candidate 5, 400. Candidate 124, 384. Candidate 104, 371. Candidate 95, 353. Candidate 73, 346. Candidate 29, 343. Candidate 84, 338. Candidate 51, 299. Candidate 125, 290. Candidate 27, 289. Candidate 88, 287. Candidate 50, 275. Candidate 167, 271. Candidate 72, 269. Candidate 130, 269. Candidate 40, 261. And the last candidate is candidate 120, 241. I'll just hand over to Crystal now through Jefferson to just give you an overview of your top 10 in terms of demographics. Thank you.
Thank you, Kashifa. So, chair and members, so in terms of the top 10, as Kasia was indicated, just in terms of demographics, we have out of the 10, one male candidate, the other nine all female. We've got one colored female, one Indian female, one white female, as well as one person with disability. In terms of provincial streets, seven out of the top 10 are from Gauteng. We've got one candidate from the Western Cape, one from Eastern Cape, and one from Limpopo.
Sorry, Krista.
Raise your voice. Oh, I'm trying to keep myself. Okay, so out of the top 10, we've got one male and nine females. Of the females, the remaining nine, there's one colored, one Indian, one white, and then the remaining are black African. We also have one person with disability in the top 10. In terms of provincial spread, seven out of the 10 are from Gauteng. The remaining three is one from Western Cape, one Eastern Cape, and one Limpopo.
Okay. Now we are going to separate candidates that we want to be a half term, which is a four candidates that we are going to put. Can I get Honorable Masiko? Candidates to be recommended for part-time, short-term. Honorable Sheriff, candidate to be recommended for half-term.
Okay, Chair, thank you. I will recommend candidate number 104. Candidate 124. Candidate 95. And candidate 112.
Half term.
Yes, so it's 104, 124, 95, and 112.
Just going to conclude the report, and once the report is concluded, it has to be sent out, and then that report must be adopted. We've scheduled a meeting for tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow, and it's going to be a short meeting because we are just adopting our report the way that you have done. So, tomorrow we're just adopting it, and then we'll be ready to present to the House. Is everyone satisfied, honorable members? are able also to prepare to go to. Yes? Yes, Sitalamo 9. No, first one. Why are you putting the first one?
The first one and the dress for us.
Why do you want to address for the committee? Ever, ever now. Our husband. You must not know our standards. So thank you very much, honorable members, for the work that we have done so far. We want to thank our staff members for assisting us in compiling our report. I know that myself and you guys, we are not done, so we'll have to finalize the report and make sure that our recommendations are accordingly, so that tomorrow the report is ready. We have come to the end of our meeting. Tomorrow, 9 o'clock, we are here. So, in fact, half past eight, so that, tomorrow, half past eight tomorrow, honorable members, so that at least your transport, it fetches you early, and then we are able to start early and finish. We're done with this. CGE will be having their commissioners as soon as possible. The president must appoint these people starting from the 1st of November. Starting from the 1st of November, let's recommend tomorrow that if the president can get the report as early as possible so that the new commissioners can start as early as November. Yeah, because we can't have a gap. So that at least by the 1st of November, they are new commissioners and everything is done accordingly. There's no gap. We don't want to find a situation like NYDA last time. So this time we must analyze everything early. Thank you very much, honorable members. We've come to the end of our meeting. The meeting is adjourned. And there can't be a wasteful expenditure that we have brought.
Thank you. week.